This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. You can take the man out of Alabama, but you can't take Alabama out of the man. That's the case with 77-year-old Charlie Wyatt. The Birmingham native has lived in San Diego since the 1960s, but his soul stayed in the South. Wyatt began writing short stories a few years ago, releasing a little bit of that Southern soul in the process. WBHM's Esther Chemikili has the story about the man with a heart of Dixie.
Charlie Wyatt has a story to tell. Actually, he has several. Here's Wyatt reading one of his latest.
And it's called New National Holiday. It was late July in Toadvine. Regulars were gathering in Sam Cleveland's place, Catfish Heaven, for the Wednesday night meeting of the Toadvine Cultural Improvement Society and poker game.
Bobby Joe's got something on his mind. He realizes that August is the only month without a national holiday. So he recommends a day honoring the 13th president of the United States, Millard Fillmore. As if the idea of a national holiday honoring a relatively unknown president wasn't enough, Bobby Joe advocates celebrating Millard Fillmore Day on a Wednesday in the middle of the month. That's when Ben, another character, chimes in.
You want a holiday about nothing at all, for no reason at all, hotter than a guy who did almost nothing and putting it in the middle of what I suspect you think is a nothing month. Bob said, by golly, I think somebody finally got it.
I met with Wyatt at his family home in Bessemer at the end of Near Nothing Road. Yes, that's the actual name. It's a tiny peninsula on the Warrior River. Wyatt was in Alabama for a Woodlawn High School reunion. His modest house is surrounded by trees with a little boat dock nearby.
This place is what inspires your writing?
This, in the stories, this is Earl's place here on the point. And some of the other characters are inspired by some of these people and the other people that live around here.
Wyatt calls this place Toadvine, named after a secluded corner of Alabama not far from here. On a map, Toadvine is the intersection of two rural roads. But in Wyatt's imagination, it's home to a handful of charming characters. Wyatt's written more than 100 short stories, and Toadvine is the setting for nearly half. His childhood friend Robert Houston is an accomplished novelist. He says Wyatt's consistent Toadvine setting has a lot to do with his Southern roots.
You know, some writers begin with a character, and some writers begin with a line. But I think Southerners in particular are drawn to beginning with a place.
And Wyatt agrees. A lot of his stories are set in specific places to which he has personal connection. He's written about his time in the Navy during Vietnam, where he was a swift boat captain, and about his vagabond-style travels around Europe after he got out of the military. The year was 1969.
I had $1,000 in traveler's checks and clutching a copy of Europe on $5 a day and a Eurorail train pass headed for the old country. At this point, I had frolicked in France, dallied in Denmark, sojourned in Spain, and I was currently, as we used to say back then, grooving in Germany.
To fund his travels, Wyatt says he would come back to San Diego, work at some menial job just long enough to save some money to get him to the next stop on his European tour. He did this for several years before finally settling down and getting married. Wyatt has lived in Southern California for nearly 50 years.
Have you written any stories about San Diego?
My novels that I have rejected and put away were set in San Diego.
But no short stories? Those are always...
No, let me think. Maybe one or two, I think.
Proving once and for all that no matter how far he travels, his Dixie heart is always pointed south. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chemikili.